Gary Dean was 30 years old, a father of two, and a fitness enthusiast. For weeks, employees and community members have been speaking out about conditions at the jail after a 54-year-old inmate died last month. Maximus Weichel is with the union that represents county jail staff.
Working in a jail or being incarcerated in a jail should never be a death sentence.
The county corrections director said last week the jail had beefed up COVID safety and testing, but staff say officers are stretched thin, forced to work long hours, exposed to the virus. And Weichel says he doesn't know where the jail stands in the vaccine rollout.
It is damn well important that our officers have access to the vaccine as soon as possible.
Of the jail's more than 300 member staff, roughly a third have tested positive for COVID. The county just agreed to give corrections officers hazard pay for December, an additional $5 an hour. Here's County Executive Phil Armstrong.
We did try the best we can with what we have financially, and we understand the difficult job that these guards are doing.
But Armstrong says Lehigh County needs more COVID relief money to continue hazard pay moving forward. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.